Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav 2:6. The Mishnah really continues from where we left off before, talking about who can serve as a shaliach, and really discussed a bunch of what-ifs. The basic answer to all the what-if questions is as follows. If the person who was appointed as the shaliach was eligible to be a shaliach because they had da'as, etc., when they were appointed the shaliach, and when they carried out their shaliachus, they still had that capacity, then they are legitimate shlichim. If either when the time they're appointed or the time when they would be carrying out their shlichus, they are not eligible, for example, they're not b'nei das, they haven't got das that time, then they won't be acceptable as shlichim. So here it says inside, kibil hakatan vihigdil. If the child received the get to deliver, but then vihigdil, he grew up, meaning he had bar mitzvah prior to delivering the get to the woman, or cheresh v'nis pakach, the person was a deaf mute when they received the get, but they subsequently, prior to delivering the get, became able to communicate, or a summa v'nis patach, the person was blind at the time that the get was given to this person to be a shliach, but they got their sight back prior to delivery, or shota v'nishtapa, the person was mentally incompetent, but then they became sane prior to delivery, or nachri v'nizgayer, the person was not Jewish at the time they were given the get to deliver, but they converted to being Jewish at the time they delivered it, or prior to the time they delivered it. In all those cases, puzzle, the shaliach is not a valid shaliach, because at the time they were appointed, they didn't have legitimacy to be a shaliach. An important point here, the summa, once again, the blind person actually is totally legitimate to be a shaliach. The issue here is only if the person couldn't see at the time the get was given to them to deliver, and the blind person is doing the delivery across the border, therefore that person, the shaliach who's blind, would have to attest b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, I witnessed this being signed, written and signed, and they can't make that testimony because they're blind, so that's why they couldn't act as an agent, but the summa, blind person, could act as a delivery agent within the bounds of Eretz Yisrael without a problem at any time. Further says the Mishnah, what about aval pikech v'nischaresh v'chazer v'nispakach? What happens if you had a person who, at the time they were appointed, they were a typical person that had the ability to speak and to hear, but then they temporarily lost the ability to speak and to hear, but then they got it back prior to delivering the get? So that'll be okay, because, like I said before, the time that they received it to be a shliach and the time delivered as a shliach, they had their faculties. And similarly, patuach v'nis tama v'chazer v'nis patach, the person was sighted, but then they became blind, but then they got their sight back, or, and the same as before, the sighted issue, I'll discuss the end and remind you again, shafoi v'nishtata v'chazer v'nishtapa, if the person was shafui, that means they were sane at the time they were appointed to be a shliach, but then nishtata, they became a shota, they became mentally incompetent, they became, you know, whatever the word is, a psychotic. But then, v'chazav nishtapa, but they came back again, and they regained their sanity prior to delivering it. That's going to be fine. All those things, kosher, they're acceptable as delivery agents. Ziha klal, the principle is straightforward. Kol she tchilaso v'sofa b'da'as. Anybody who, at the beginning, when they got their charge to be an agent, and at the end, when they carry out their agency delivering the get, they were b'da'as, they had their da'as with them, they had their faculties with them, so then kosher, their act is binding and their delivery is okay, and if not, not. Again, regarding the blind person, they're not lacking in da'as in the first place, therefore the issue is simply one of being able to testify where they need to be, and that's that. So, although the Mishnah sounds like, and the Gemara asked this, although the Mishnah sounds like they'd have to be not just pikech v'nischarash v'chazar v'nispakach, someone who was sighted then blind but then recovers their sight, it sounds like if they didn't recover their sight, they would not be acceptable as an agent, but that's not the case. The reason why the Mishnah has said it in that same way, it's only to keep the parallelism so the Mishnah can be memorable, but that's not essential whatsoever, period. And that actually, says the Gemara, you actually can be medayak, you could see it precise in the language of the Mishnah, because it doesn't say tchilas of a sofo kasher, it doesn't say someone who's eligible at the beginning and the end, but rather they have das, and since a sighted person always has das, therefore kasher, at all events, they would be kasher, they'd be legitimate to be the shlichim to deliver the get, and even provided that they don't need to testify across the border, that b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam.